We've learned an arrest has been made in a series of bomb threats targeting Jewish centers. A suspect has been captured and charged in St. Louis, Missouri. He's believed to be linked to several threats made against these Jewish schools and facilities. CBS News Justice reporter Paula Reed is in Washington. So, Paula, what is the latest?
Well, Vlad, you couldn't make this up if you tried. 31-year-old Juan Thompson has been arrested and charged with making at least 8 of the threats against Jewish centers across the country. But he was doing it in the course of stalking a former romantic partner. Here's how it worked. For 6 months, he had been stalking a former romantic interest, sending her threatening emails, sending letters to her employer. And then more recently, in the past 2 months, he decided to shift his cyber stalking, allegedly, to making threats against Jewish community centers. It's not clear whether or not he saw other people doing this or whether he came up with it on his own. But Vlad, he had 2 different types of threats. He made threats in her name, so he would call in a bomb threat and then send in a tip saying she was the one who had called in the threat. Then he also made threats in his own name, but then called in tips saying she was framing him. And he even created a Twitter account to bolster his story. Vlad, very unusual set of circumstances.
Absolutely, unbelievably unusual, Paula. Do authorities believe he was acting alone, or is there a sense that there may be others involved?
Based on the criminal complaint that we just got, it appears these particular threats, this was just him in the course of his 6, 8, 10 months of stalking this former romantic interest. But Vlad, as we've seen, there have been dozens and dozens of threats made over several months across the country. He is only charged with making about 8 of them. So he is not clearly to blame for all of the threats that we have seen. And as I said, it's unclear whether or not he just came up with this idea. He wanted to make threats. Or if it was a copycat because he saw this happening across the country and wanted her to take the fall for this. That is not clear from the criminal complaint, but what is he's only being charged with a tiny portion of the threats that we've seen over the past few weeks and months.